You're okay?
What the... Who the hell are you?
My name is Claire.
Where am I?
Try to keep still a bit longer. Don't get up too quickly.
What is this place?
Just relax. Give yourself a moment to come to.
What's going on? Am I in hospital?
Not quite. You need to stay calm, though.
Where are we?
Do you remember how you got here?
Will you answer the question?
Okay, but I'm not sure that I can.
What do you mean?
I'm not exactly sure where we are either.
Have we been kidnapped?
Can you remember what you were doing before you woke up here?
I don't know. Look, are we in danger?
Not immediately, no. I woke up in here too, a few hours ago. I think there's no way of telling the time in here.
My phone. My bag. Why are we wearing these weird clothes?
I think it's part of these pods we've been sleeping in. We couldn't find any of our things. They must have took them when they put us in here.
Who's they?
Okay, look, there's no easy way to tell you this. And believe me, I've tried to think of every other possible explanation. But...
What? What is it?
I think we're on board some sort of alien spacecraft.
To be a prank, right? Am I on TV?
I honestly can't say for sure, but if we are, I'm as much in the dark as you are.
Those windows, what's through them?
Don't get up yet. Your legs will still be made of jelly. It took me a while to get moving again after I woke up.
Have you looked outside? What's out there?
One seems to be an external window. It's just darkness out there. Space, I guess.
There's light coming from the other one.
It's another one of these rooms. Martin was in there, asleep, like the rest of us.
Martin?
There's two other people here, or two that I've met anyway. Martin and Paul. I was the first one to wake up, then Paul. We found you and Martin shortly after.
Where are they?
They went to look for, well, something. Help, a clue, a way out. Besides, when you started waking up, I didn't want them around. It's a lot to take in without more strange faces.
What else have you found in here?
Nothing, really. Not much more than what you see around you. The rooms around here are all identical.
I can't believe this. This has to be some sort of setup.
Oh, I hope so. But just try not to overwhelm yourself. What's the last thing you can remember?
I was driving... I was on my way home from work. It was dark, the road empty. And then a bright light. I think I stopped and got out. I remember thinking it was so warm outside, but it's November. It wasn't natural. It was like a bomb going off in front of my face. Except it was completely silent. Oh, I feel sick.
It's okay. I did too. It'll pass.
What are we going to do?
We'll figure something out once they get back. Hopefully they found out a bit more about this place.
Anything else up that way?
Just more holding cells. Similar to the ones we were in.
Were they occupied?
Some have things in them. Nothing I can really identify. I can't tell if they're dead or in some sort of stasis.
Well, the doors are all unlocked, so we better hope it's the former.
I'm not so sure. If we really are in deep space, it'd be nice to find someone, something, that could fly us back home.
And what makes you think they'd want to do that?
Optimism.
What gives you any reason at all to be optimistic about this?
Well, we're not dead. Whoever put us here didn't kill us.
I don't think they were taking us on a 2-week all-inclusive holiday at a 5-star resort, though.
Whining about it isn't going to get us anywhere. The ship must have some sort of crew.
The crew are probably just as alive as the things in these rooms. I doubt they'd just let us wander about the place.
Have you checked the rooms up that way yet? Looks like the corridor leads somewhere.
Not yet. Might as well go and check it out. The only other way we can go is back.
If we can find some sort of control centre, a cockpit or something.
Yeah, I'm sure one of us can just jump in the driver's seat and fly us right back to Earth.
Well, there might be some clues there as to what's going on.
I think what's going on is fairly clear.
Oh, really?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Something abducted us, took us from Earth, and put us in here. And then, whilst they took us wherever they're heading, probably some intergalactic zoo or something, everything died except us. And now, we're trapped in a floating tomb.
There's a cheery thought.
The owners of this ship must have enjoyed collecting things. All these other species. The zoo theory probably isn't that far off. Either they were going to exhibit us, or chop us up.
Maybe they were going to hold a conference with the finest minds in the galaxy, and we were the chosen representatives for Earth.
If it makes you feel better to think that.
Not really. It's a better thought than having some alien kid throw peanuts at me through the bars of my cage, though.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Coming from one of the rooms up there.
Sounds like it.
Let's get a look.
Wait.
What?
What if it's something dangerous?
Well, the only alternative is to go back.
Going back won't potentially get us our heads ripped off.
No, but going back means doing nothing except sitting around waiting for help that might never come.
Whatever it is down there sounds big.
We can probably get past the door without it noticing us. The door at the end of this corridor will hopefully take us out of this section of the ship.
I hope you're right.
Just stay low and stay quiet. It's okay. Its legs chained to the wall.
Oh, Christ.
Look at that thing.
I'd rather not. Are you sure it can't get out?
It's done a bit of damage in there. We'd best not hang around and give it any more reason to try.
I'm with you on that one.
I just hope this other door isn't locked.
And hopefully there isn't another one of those behind it.
This doesn't look like a room door. What of a main entrance or exit?
Aye, this is the moment where we walk out into the set of a live reality TV show.
Here's hoping, eh? Ready?
I suppose.
My mum's going to be worried sick.
Try not to think about it. Honestly, you'll drive yourself crazy.
Like this isn't enough to make me think I already am.
We just need to focus on the immediate. Once the other two get back, we'll find out what's what. Then we can make a plan.
I don't see what making a plan's going to do. Have you looked outside? We're in space. Space!
I know. Like I say though, don't let things overwhelm you.
And why do we need to wait on them? Can't we go and have a look around ourselves?
Then they wouldn't know where we were. I'm sure they'll be back soon. We need to stick together.
Like we're doing now?
Well, you were waking up. We couldn't just leave you on your own.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
I know, it's okay.
I feel sick too.
Sit back down. Try and preserve your strength.
I think I hear someone coming.
Where's Martin?
It's okay, he's fine. He's just taking a look around down there. Hey, I'm Paul.
Jenny.
Did you find anything?
Where do I start? So it looks like we're definitely on some sort of spacecraft. And I think we're just a small part of a large collection of creatures from, well, I guess, other worlds.
You're saying you met aliens?
In a sense. I'm not sure if it's good news or bad news, but everything seems to be dead. Except one monster chained up downstairs.
Monster?
Yeah, horrible looking thing. But it's just a specimen here like we are. I think we found the ship's command centre soon after. The bodies in there must be the crew. There's a lot of them too.
So the crew are all dead?
Unless they all just sleep on the floor and don't noticeably breathe.
What's in this command centre then?
It's a big chamber, like a sort of hub. I've never seen anything like it, but then again, I've never been abducted by aliens before.
Did you get a look around for any clues? Any information?
That's what Martin's doing now. He wanted me to come back up to get you. I'll be honest, walking past that monster down there isn't a very nice experience.
You said it's locked up though, right?
Yeah, it's chained to the wall, but its room door is open. I just hope the chain holds.
So that isn't what killed everything else?
I don't think so. It isn't like there's been signs of a fight. And every body we've seen is intact. It's like everything just keeled over and died.
But why not us? And that other thing?
I really don't know, but hopefully Martin's turned something up. Shall we head down?
I guess so, yeah. You'd be okay to walk, Jenny?
I'll be fine. I still feel like I need to throw up, though.
You and me both. I've been feeling sick, too.
How far is it to the command centre?
It's hard to say without knowing the time, but I reckon it took me about 10 minutes to walk back up here. It's straightforward enough. I mean, if you overlook the whole walking past the monster thing.
You guys...
Will we need anything? Like, weapons?
Even if we did, I don't suppose you stumbled across a box of AK-47s, did you?
I think you better take a look out this window.
What is it?
Oh...
What the hell?
This definitely wasn't here before, was it?
Absolutely not.
So, we're flying towards another planet.
What planet is that?
None that I recognise.
Does this mean there's still something flying the ship? Maybe the crew aren't all dead?
Could just be on some form of autopilot. Or maybe Martin's a really fast learner.
We should head back to that command centre now.
Yeah, let's go. There's a lot of big screens down there, or what look like big screens. Maybe we'll get a better view of what's outside.
Oh my god!
I know, try not to look at it.
There's so many creatures in these rooms.
At least there's only one of those.
One that we know of. There's still other doors leading out of that command centre. There's probably a lot of shit that we haven't seen yet.
This is incredible!
Claire, could you maybe not get so close to that?
Don't antagonise it.
Oh my goodness,
Claire, that chain doesn't look very strong.
What's your name?
For crying out loud, it's not a dog!
Yeah, I don't think we should really be getting so excited.
No! It bit me!
What the hell were you doing? Are you okay?
I'm okay, it's just a scrape.
What the hell's going on?
She was just trying to pet that thing like it was a guinea pig.
I was not. I just wanted a closer look at it.
Can we just move out its way before it pulls on that chain any harder?
Claire, you're bleeding.
I'm fine. It's just a scratch.
What's it doing?
Come on, everyone. Get through here.
Sounds like it's angry.
Or in pain.
Jesus.
Is it dead?
How's your arm?
It's fine, honestly. It's just a little blood. Look at this place.
We saw the planet when we were upstairs, but not like this.
These screens came alive shortly after I noticed it out the window. It's like the whole place just started to power up.
The crew didn't.
It looks like satellite images of the world's surface.
There's definitely intelligent life on the place. Look, these are clearly constructed areas.
Buildings?
I mean, it obviously isn't Earth. But it does mean there's a chance we'll get off this thing alive.
I hope so, man. I really don't feel great at all.
Yeah, I've certainly felt better myself. I'm Martin, by the way. Good to see you up and about.
Jenny. Not so sure I'm glad about being up and about, though, if I'm being honest.
We must have approached this planet at quite a speed, given that it wasn't even in sight earlier.
Unless it was on the other side of the ship the whole time, and we just couldn't see it from that window.
But that would suggest that the ship is moving, wouldn't it?
Well, my point is, do we seem to be moving any closer to it, or are we just floating here?
It's hard to say. If we're still heading towards it, it's not noticeable to me. I don't really know how the whole spaceship approaching a planet thing works. I mean, I'm an insurance salesman.
Maybe they'll try to contact the crew, or send something up to meet us.
That's if this is their ship and their crew.
If it isn't, then what? Will they shoot us down?
Thanks for that thought, Paul.
There's no point speculating, really. We just need to make sure we've got someone in this area at all times to keep a lookout for something.
What about searching the rest of the ship?
Is anyone feeling up to that at the moment? You guys look like zombies.
Thanks! I feel totally fine.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind a lie down.
Me either. My head is splitting.
Well, I guess the search can wait a few hours. It's probably best if two of you go, in case something happens. How about I take first watch here? Paul and Jenny, you should go and lie down for a bit, and Claire, you should try and get that wound cleaned up.
I thought you weren't feeling well either.
I'll live. It won't be a hard shift sitting over there anyway.
Fine. I'll head back down in a few hours, if I can guess what a few hours are.
Sounds good. Hello? Do you read me? Hello? Do you read me?
Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to, please?
You speak English.
I'm human, just like you, sir.
Are you contacting us from Earth?
I'm afraid not. Before we go any further, can you tell me your name, please?
It's Martin.
Okay, Martin, good. My name is Rhett. I live on the planet you're currently orbiting in that ship. It's my job to take care of this problem that we seem to be having. If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question.
You'd like to ask me a question?
I'd like to know how long ago it was you believe you awoke from your stasis on the ship?
A few hours? Half a day? A day, maybe? Look, I really hope you know what's going on here, because my head can barely take any more of this.
I understand. This must be difficult for you, but I'm going to explain what we believe has happened here.
Okay, but can you maybe not drag this out so much? I mean, it's just that I'm in a spaceship full of dead aliens, talking to a human who lives on a weird-looking planet, and this morning I was drinking tea in my kitchen. So, you know, things have been a bit difficult for me lately.
Of course. I'll get straight to the point, Martin. You were taken from Earth by the race of beings who built this ship.
To be honest, I had arrived at that conclusion myself. I was hoping for a little more info.
That was 379 years ago.
379 years? It was only this morning!
It will be easier for you if you trust and try to digest the information I'm giving you. The race who took you also took many other humans on many other ships. They were not hostile beings, and they intended to build relationships between our two races.
Oh, this has to be some sort of hoax.
They were pacifists, and believed we would feel threatened by them if they just turned up on Earth one day and introduced themselves. So they would borrow people in small numbers to create ambassadors. Over a few years, this worked, and a relationship was established between the two races. Over time, more and more humans came to live and work on the world you're looking at now. But you know what people can be like. It was the same in your time as it is now. 150 years ago, my ancestors waged war on this race who had invited us to their home, given us access to technology far beyond our own. We used that technology to exterminate them, to wipe them from existence. They wouldn't even fight back. Within a few days, they were extinct.
379 years. 150 years. That's all impossible.
The ship you are on now was one of many that originally visited Earth. It's carrying something very dangerous. When the crew identified this, they knew it was already too late. To have returned to this world with that cargo would have been catastrophic for them, so they diverted the ship into a black hole where it vanished. We know all this from the records, which were flagged up when the ship suddenly appeared on our radar.
A black hole? What the... Oh, wait. What's so dangerous? Is that why everything is dead?
There's a... creature on that ship. Well, it's more of a weapon than a creature, but it's sentient.
Well, that? That's okay. It's okay, it's dead. It was a big beast, a monster, but it's dead now.
I don't believe we're talking about the same creature. When we ran a diagnostic scan on the ship earlier, our radar was picking up 5 living beings on board.
Well, that's right. 4 of us and that.
4 humans.
Yes, 4.
Well, that's the problem. I'm afraid there's only 3 humans on your ship.
No, there's definitely 4.
There's something that appears to be a human, but it isn't. It's a weapon. A Trojan horse. A walking apocalypse virus. It will even believe itself that it's human, but believe me, it isn't.
An apocalypse virus? What are you even saying?
I'm saying that the crew of the ship picked up this being, this weapon, from somewhere else before it visited Earth. It would have been imitating the race of whatever planet they visited to collect ambassadors. A race that was obviously at war with whoever developed this killer and put it there. A race who were already doomed to extinction. It was terrible luck and terrible timing. Its presence on the ship is the reason almost everything is dead.
But even if that's true, we're not dead. I'm not.
We can only conclude that once you were put into stasis, its effects were no longer harming you, unlike most everything else on the ship. Once the vessel appeared on our radar again, we tapped into its database. That would have woke you and your friends up. It also would have woke this creature up, unfortunately. Once it had established humans as the majority race on the ship, it would be programmed to assume your form. As I say, a Trojan horse virus.
Are you saying that we're gonna die? Because one of us is a walking virus alien?
That's one way of wording it. I really am truly sorry.
So now what? We sit around and wait to die? And who the hell is this virus anyway? I mean... Could it be me?
Do you feel ill?
A bit, yeah. We all do.
All of you?
Well, not Claire. I think she was feeling okay. She got bitten, though.
By the creature you found?
Yeah.
And then it died?
Yes.
And Claire was the first one to awaken?
Yes. She was, yes.
Okay, well, I'd say that's your culprit.
She seems so ordinary.
She would. It's a very sophisticated weapon. Extremely dangerous. These things have wiped out whole galaxies before.
So, what am I supposed to do now?
Nothing, Martin. We're going to take care of the situation. As I said, that's my job.
Take care of it? How?
We've brought the ship in close enough so that we can destroy it. Believe me, it's better than the death you would have suffered.
What?
Goodbye, Martin. I'm sorry.
Cargo was presented by 11th Hour Productions in association with World Audio Drama Day, Yap Audio Production, The thepodcasthost.com and Burning Bridget Media. It was written, recorded and produced in the month of October 2016. Featuring the vocal talents of Rosemary Stanford as Jenny, Bea Parkinson as Claire, Colin Gray as Paul, Robert Cudmore as Martin, and Kat O'Connor as Red. Recorded at S950 Studios in Fife, Scotland. Recording engineer was Sam Burns. Written and produced by Matthew McLean. Production assistant was Julia McLean. With special thanks to Matthew and Monique Boudreau of Oral Stage Studios, Alex Aldia of the Paragon Collective, Avi Zeev of the Stories of Mahabharata, and Colin Gray of thepodcasthost.com. For more audio drama stories with endings just as happy as this one, visit our website, audiodramaproduction.com. Thank you for listening.